There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And remember, phone number has not changed in 15 years or from last hour. 343-0106 for a call or a text. 343-0106. Also, with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can call us and text us. You can also leave us a talkback message. So if you have the app, just look at it. If you don't, go ahead and download it over at Google Play or at the App Store for, you know, for Android or iOS. Just look for FMTALK and you'll find our app. It's free. Download it. But you'll see a microphone icon on the front page. Lets you press that, records a message, emails it to the station, and we can play that back on the air as well. So check it out and enjoy it. All right. Without further ado, And I'm saying this, coming into absolutely rave reviews from her time filling in for me last week. It's the, I think, the runaway favorite in guest host. It's media personality, mom, cool person, extraordinaire, April Marie Fogel joins us now. Hey.
Hello, good afternoon. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
I don't think I messaged you back, but I think I'm going to fill in for you and Jeff next week. I think I'm just going to take over 106.5.
There you go. So it's going to be all April Marie next week. Cool. Well, yeah, the reviews were good. They when I got in here yesterday and opened up the text line, they were all saying how good it was last week. So good job and keep it up next week.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to do filling for you with the 4th and then Jeff the 5th and 6th.
There you go. It's you got a big week ahead of you, so I won't take too much of your time, but maybe I will. Since the story this morning and a lot of talk about Walmart rolling back on its DEI. Move here.
Love to see it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I want to hear from you, but I also just want to put this flag in the ground. I always wonder when things like this happen, when were they ever serious? Meaning, if they're doing this because of the change in the administration, did they not believe in it when they instituted it? Or do they not believe in deinstituting it, right? I mean, which one is it? I believe they didn't believe when they did it. They're just going through the motions to make it, whatever, the pressure. Because the stories out there say, because conservative pressure, right, the conservatives activists have gotten Walmart to roll back diversity policies. Well, then can't I argue the other way, that those liberal activists made them put them in the first place? I mean, take it from there.
Right. So, well, and I think you have to go back even a step further and say, why are they doing this now? And why they're doing this now is there's been this effort post, say, the Budweiser nonsense, right?
Right.
To go after Budweiser and then Target with their transgender line. I still can count on one hand the number of times since Target, you know, did their whole LGBTQ child nonsense. I can count on one hand the number of times I've been back in Target. It has saved me a gajillion dollars, okay, to boycott Target. But I will say, so then what happened is a conservative activist started calling companies one at a time. He went after Tractor Supply, he went after John Deere, Harley Davidson, and got all of them to move theirs. So this week, he targeted, or within the last week, he targeted, and this is Robbie Starbuck. And so last week, he called executives at Walmart and said, "You're next, buddies." And so they were like, "Whoa, don't do it. Don't blow us up right before the holidays."
Mm-hmm.
And so they made a series of concessions to him that are pretty freaking amazing, because it's not just rolling back the training, but it's rolling back merchandise that targets LGBTQ stuff for kids, which Walmart had not as in your face as Target did, but pretty wide. Looking at their grants for Pride events and Pride schooling and all that nonsense. And by the way, the left has co-opted Pride. Pride used to be, I'm proud of who I love. Now it's, I'm proud to be a man forcing myself into women's sports or women's bathroom. Pride is no longer what it should be. As a matter of fact, I think the left has ruined the whole idea of Pride. But looking at those grants, and then even going into their site, their suppliers. So I sent you the long list of things Walmart has committed to via X, and it's kind of impressive.
Well, okay. So and I look at this because there's so many tentacles to this, and we can go through the other companies and what this, but once again, for them to say, because of conservative pressure, they're doing this, then can't you write the story out there in the past and say, because of liberal pressure, they put these things in? Because the net effect, you know, you've known me long enough, I want everybody in a burqa, and I want people being judged on merit. Right, I do not want any bigotry, any choosing somebody because their skin color or their tech.
I want people to look at me and go, "She's hot. Let's let her fill in on the radio." Don't give me a burqa, Sean. That's a mean thing to do.
I'm trying to put you in a burqa.
Okay.
It's a situation where it lost its way. I mean, the idea of having different looking faces in companies in America, I think, is a good thing, as long as we're dealing with the merit of folks. I think I know I support that, but it became this kind of silliness, right?
And absolutely, it was who can out divert you? Very rarely, because I hate television and I've been off of cable for a long time. But very rarely am I watching TV and there is an American family where the mother, the father, and all three children are white. And that's the opposite of what DEI was supposed to do. But companies got so scared to portray a completely normal, and by normal, I'm going to go with normal. Normal is the word I'm using. A completely normal white family, because they were afraid they would be, you know, persecuted by the left.
It's once again, that's not about getting people into jobs that look differently than white folks. That's about playing make-believe. You know, it's...
There are no white families with a mother and a father and, you know, and two kids and a dog. You're not allowed to portray that anymore, because if you portray that, you are harming the minorities. And winning this Walmart fight, I think, is a big one, because Walmart does have so many employees and they have forced them all to do that DEI garbage training. So this is a good win.
It seems like maybe they were just waiting for their chance, because it can't be good for the bottom line, right? I mean, that's at a certain point. I mean, you need to be open to everybody shopping with you. But if you spend time, I mean, that training's not free, right? Those things are taking away from time to learn how to change the prices on something or stock the shelves. I mean, that's got to have some bottom line cost to these companies.
Well, and that's a good point, is what was the overhead of just having this office, managing this training, making sure everybody took it, you know, all of that side of things. And you are, there was a study that was released earlier this week that said they were able to prove that people who were forced to go through DEI training actually ended up more aggressive, mm-hmm. more frustrated
I've
towards minorities and one another and all the things, because you basically are forced into that.
Okay. So going forward, is this something that's going to be have we turned a corner, or is this just going to be whatever party's in the White House, you know, if the Democrats are in the White House, then it'll be back to these policies. If there's Republicans in the White House, it'll be back to rolling them back.
I think it's gone for good, because I think that what happened is Democrats are saying, okay, if we're going to take back Congress, which is something that typically happens after, you know, when everybody's in control for a while, the next 2 years.
Oh, the midterms,
you know,
are going to be big
in the House.
Yeah, midterms will be big for the Democrats.
So the Democrats are over here thinking, how do we not screw up what is supposed to be inevitable, and they don't want to embrace these things that they lost on. They lost minorities. Hispanics and blacks were like, we are over you guys using us. And so I don't think it comes back. I think ding dong, that witch is gone.
Yeah, who knows what's in everybody's mind when they go vote. I think a lot of people didn't even think about that. They thought about, hey, what better economy is good for, you know, be no matter how much melanin I have or don't have in my skin. You know, I think that's a big driver. I think that's the thing that the left forgets. That at a certain point, you can talk about in your little groups and echo chambers, you can talk about all these social issues, but all Americans are just worried about feeding their family, having a good job, you know, enjoying Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and the Democrats wanted to pretend that the economy and the and national security weren't issues. I will say that I've seen a lot of exit polling where a lot of money was spent on that. Kamala wants to transition prisoners and mm-hmm. wants boys in your girls' sports. That ad moved a lot.
Do you think
more
it worked?
People.
Okay. Do you? Are there stats? Because
I've seen data. I've seen the data that says that poll that moves people. At the end, and the people it moved were people on the fence and minorities who were like, you know what? All things being equal, yeah, this is wrong.
So you think it's gone? You think this was the swan song for DEI?
I think DEI is gone, and I think we're going to see a lot more people who are afraid of being called hateful. I think they're going to come out against all of this other woke nonsense.
I do hope that the people that are hateful don't try to hide in amongst the people that are just plain Americans, right? Because there are some people, you look at the voices on social media, I don't think they're the majority of people, but there are these people that are kind of trying to use it like, aha, you know? And I don't like those people either.
No, and that is one thing I have said since the beginning. If everybody is a racist and a bigot, then you can't find the actual racists and bigots.
Correct.
So you've got SPLC out there calling everybody and their brother, and I'm still mad after 2.5 years in their backyard in Montgomery. I never made one of their awful lists. you've got SPLC calling everyone who has any religious values whatsoever hateful. You can't, it's hard for the left to actually know who is hateful. We can see it clear as day. I go on social media and I block and mute and hide those people. And I'll even unfriend people who are, you know, repeating that because I want everybody to show me who they are. And then I'll choose to eliminate the goofballs from my life. But the left has made it harder to do that because they call all of us those names.
Good stuff. But as we wrap this up, too, if you look at, if y'all go wherever you look at, I'm looking at Market Watch right now. The Walmart stock is just been on a juggernaut here, going up and up and up, going from, let's see, back at the election, and we're looking at $84 or so a share right now, trading at $91.60 a share. So
nice.
Yeah, there it is. The market has spoken.
I'm loving my market, by the way. The last couple of days have been fantastic for that.
Yeah, you know it's good when I open it up and I keep refreshing versus going, I'm not looking at it. So it is a good thing.
Absolutely.
April Marie, as always, I appreciate it. And y'all look forward to hearing April Marie right here on Midday Mobile next week. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Coming right back. Midday Mobile 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right to 123 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. I'll say hello to my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars, where it's like every time I pick up the phone with this guy, even if we're not on there, he's like, hold on, we got new inventory coming in. So what'd you get?
Well, we do have new inventory, and we're actually driving it right now. All the truck drivers are off for Thanksgiving, so I went and got my boys and made them come to Pensacola with me and pick up a few cars. One's a 13 regular cab, short bed Ram with a V8, which is kind of a rare truck, 79,000 miles on it. Really nice truck. The other one is a 19 Honda Civic EX. And it's got the sport appearance package on it. It's a good looking little car. So we're on our way back right now on I-10 westbound with both these vehicles. So come check us out.
Yeah, you check them out on I-10 and when they get on the lot. What about the hours for the holiday week here?
We're open normal hours except for Thursday, of course. We'll be closed all day Thursday, so we'll be there till 6 today, tomorrow, and Friday, and then 9 to 2 on Saturday.
All right. How do people find you?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sean.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. There he is, David McCrary, checking in from LCM. Right, checking on some of these texts. And the Walmart story, and it is beyond Walmart. Other companies listed that are scaling back or reorganizing their DEI departments, which is, by the way, interesting, too. It begs the question, if the businesses are doing this, what about the colleges and universities? But it says Boeing, Toyota, Microsoft, Molson Coors. Is Molson Coors their own company? I thought they were owned by... I thought they were one of the big conglomerates, but Ford, Harley Davidson, John Deere, Lowe's, Brown Foreman, Tractor Supply. It is interesting to me, though, that you'll see a lot of headlines out there, and I'm asking this. This is not rhetorical, because some of the things, the idea of having a diversity of Americans work in your company, I think is a great thing, as long as it's merit based, right? And the whole thing about, I did hear the thing that April Marie was talking about. I think I read that article at one point, where people who went through the training, and I don't know if the training's the same at every company, I don't know, but ended up coming out of it less open to other people, which I think is obviously a big failure out there. But to look at the headlines, and so many headlines out there say, well, you know, conservatives made Walmart change this. Well, then, if that's true, and just ask it, just critical thinking here. Y'all hang with me for a second. If that's true, then didn't liberal activists make them implement it? Or a lot of these companies, too, if they want to do business with federal government, right? Federal government puts in DEI policies, then a company that needs to do business with them, or even one of their contractors or a sub-company, has to follow suit to be able to do business with the Fed. And you know how much money they spent. We spent last hour talking about our indebtedness here in this republic. They implement the policies. But were they pushed towards that by... Well, the headlines weren't back then, liberal activists push companies to take into DEI. But they are writing the headline now, conservative activists push companies out of DEI. Do they not believe it now, or do they not believe it then? You know, and does the CEO of Walmart back then not believe it but implement it because it's a business decision? And do they believe it now or not believe it now, but they're doing it because it's a business decision? Because it's offered up as some kind of example of great morality, virtue, right? It's a virtue signal. So if they're doing it as a virtue signal, did they not believe it then? Did they not believe it now? And so if they're getting rid of it now, can you go back and say all those years that you were doing that, were you just doing it to check a box? Paul says, as a former salaried manager with Walmart, DEI was consuming so many decisions. Let's see. T-Bone says, I may be wrong, but I suspect Walmart feels that their modified stance will result in increased profits. Well, I'm just looking at the shares, and they've gone up, up, up. They've had a big, big day, I think, but you look at it, like a week long, if you back it out to a week or so. And so if I have time, I'll look at those other companies and what their stocks are looking like today. Did the market react positively to that? You know, is there maybe something else in the mix? And did this person threaten them with the fact that it is the buying season and they didn't want to give them trouble? That I don't know. But will it come back? What do you think? 343-0106. Also, thank you, Navy Chief. And Foley said Coors is its own brewing company located, you don't have to tell me, in Golden, Colorado. Lord knows, I'm familiar with that part of it. I just thought they got scooped up, and maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't get scooped up in the InBev, or I know there's a couple big ones that came in and, like, bought all the breweries. Well, good, Coors stood on its own. You know, if you go on 70 out of Denver going west, you pass the the sign for Golden, Colorado. And I would be not shooting you straight if I didn't tell you I did stop and get my picture taken at that sign one time. But that's a whole other story. All right, coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5. Midday Mobile, glad to have y'all along. Why don't you say hello to my buddy Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Happy early Thanksgiving to you, man.
Hey, how you doing, sir, Sean?
I'm good. And I've been talking about the markets and the things that have happened here since Election Day, things that happened last week. You watched this through the world of precious metals. So I got to ask you the one that you've had me chasing this tennis ball for a while. I'm interested. Platinum and palladium, what are they doing and why?
Platinum and palladium are still holding steady, and everything has got a little softer after the election. I mean, obviously, with Trump winning, yay. I mean, the market, stock market, the dollar got stronger, and of course, since precious metals are priced in U.S. dollars, they got a little softer, which creates a great opportunity to hedge and save some money while you're doing it. Platinum, palladium themselves, sir, Sean, haven't really increased a lot because the car market's going to take a little while to recover. Hopefully, it will recover, and people will start buying new cars again. And I mean, obviously, that will drive the driving force behind platinum and palladium right now.
Pun intended. Let's shift gears to gift items, because I don't know if people didn't realize Friday is Black Friday. Holy cow, where did this come from?
Yes, we will be open Black Friday from 9 to 5. We're not the type of business that really has Black Friday specials. There's not a huge margin. We can't take 150% off, 100% off like a lot of big box jewelry stores, but there are a lot of good deals on silver and gold right now that have been going on. You can get it today, and you can get the same thing Friday. New Christmas engravables just came in. Lots of new items that Anna ordered have recently come in. The new Trump being sworn in, 47th president came in. So lots of new stuff for people to pick up for stocking stuffers as well as just general presents for Christmas.
How they find you?
We're located at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. They can find us on the web at mobilebaycoins.com or just give us a call, 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
You're welcome, Sean.
All right, there he goes, Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. I want to say hello to this man, my friend, and I'd say one of the nationally top journalists out there who has received so many awards that they've had to give him a bigger desk, my friend Dale Leach from Landnap. Right? You've expanded your desk?
I wish. I will invade Scott's desk at some point.
Good.
And then I'll have two desks.
Excellent. Just push them together like tables at a restaurant.
Yeah, and he won't be able to stop me. It'll be great.
I like it. A lot to talk about with you. I want to go back to, a little bit from last week. We didn't get to talk. And Mobile City Council debating these the loitering, right? The loitering and... I love that word, by the way, too. But the loitering ordinances for the city of Mobile, what's going on here?
They passed the three ordinances that impact the homeless population here in the city. I mean, they weren't written directly for the homeless, but they impact them, and they are. There's an ordinance that was passed today that codifies, however you want to pronounce it, the park hours. So if the park hours are listed, you know, dawn to dusk, or some of them are listed later, those are the park hours you cannot stay any longer in the parks than that. And that helps for a number of reasons from a safety standpoint, but also the city says that this would, you know, prevent people from camping in there as well. And as the city spokesperson pointed out today, before these laws were passed, before these amended ordinances were approved, that law in particular, the only remedy for it would be for a police officer to come up and hit somebody with a trespassing offense, which is a state offense. So, in essence, they're arguing that this would actually lessen the penalties because this is just a fine.
Hey, and Dale, have a little trouble with your phone. If you lean up against a window or something like that.
Yeah. Hold on, yeah, sorry. So yes. Anyway, this would lessen the penalties instead of increase them, as the argument that the city's making, is that this would basically, this is punishable by a fine, and really what it does is it helps identify those who are homeless in the community and can get them the help that they need if they want it. So that's the first one, is the codifying the parking, the park hours. The second one would be to not allow the blocking of sidewalks, okay? So this would include anybody who's sleeping on the sidewalk. But interestingly enough, it also prevents people from parking on the sidewalks, which is already illegal. I don't know how many people knew that. Judging by kind of the parking mess I see downtown, not enough people know that it's illegal to park on the sidewalk. So I guess you could say that it's even more illegal to park on the sidewalk. So that's a final. I'm joking, of course. It's always been illegal, but it's kind of doubles down on it. It's a finable thing. You will get a fine if you're caught parking on the sidewalks and blocking the sidewalks with the cars.
Man, I'm still having a lot of trouble here with your connection.
Hold on,
See if we can get. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold here real fast, and Dalton, if you can help me, because I do want to hear more about these the other two. I just want to make sure we have a connection here. That works here. So if he's just raise the antenna, man. Just raise the mast. We should have big like buggy whip antennas on our phones. All right, looks like we got it worked out. Dale, you a lot better now?
I don't know, man.
Yep,
I
lot better.
Tell him, like,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just stay in the spot that I'm in. I'm outside, so it should be better. So anyway, I was telling you, blocking the sidewalks is not banned. And also, they've banned aggressive solicitation because panhandling is constitutionally considered free speech now. So they can't enforce a panhandling ban, but they can say that if you're aggressive about your panhandling, you can be fined for that, too. And that's sort of like...
But that's subjective, right? Or there are certain... I mean, I remember reading this before. There are certain things if you do it more than one... I mean, there's something... Yeah, what's the definition?
Subjective. It's 100% objective, subjective. The one thing I will tell you is the only way I can define it is if you don't, like, if you ask somebody to give you money and they say no thanks, anything beyond, you know, thank you, have a nice day, or whatever, I think they could be considered aggressive solicitation. So they're saying that you can panhandle and we can't punish you for panhandling, but we can punish you, but it is subjective. And I mean, a lot of the laws we have on the books are for, you know, up to the discretion of police
enough.
Officers
yeah.
anyway. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's absolutely up to officer discretion. Plus, I think in a lot of cases they have to see it happening. So it's very hard to, I'm not going to say it's unenforceable because it's not. It's very hard to enforce. So let's make that with the caveat. The other two I mentioned are easier to enforce. That last one is going to be a lot harder to enforce. I think the idea is not so much enforcement. Again, it's sort of the idea here, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think the idea here is not to fine these folks, not to put them in jail, but to get them help if they need it. And I think that is sort of what's happening here. So, but like I said, you know, the law is up to the discretion of police officers, so we'll have to wait and see what actually happens.
You know, and Dale, just if it, don't step out of the traffic, but yeah, if you get clear of the building, the signal may be a little better. A question I wanted to ask as well, that this was discussed, I know Councilman Ben Reynolds discussed it on this show. You mentioned public parks and those places and dawn to dusk and all that, but what about other public property? Rights away, you know, where the interstate lets off and you have the grassy area, those kind of places, did they address that at all?
They did not, and you know, you can stand on a right of way on the outside of the interstate and ask for money. That is perfectly legal, that sort of thing. So you can hold up a sign, stuff like that. That is not addressed in these ordinances. This pertains to parks, sidewalks, and aggressive solicitation only.
Okay. All right. So it'll be a wait and see if there's any people say, yeah, that worked, or we need to look at this again or something like that.
Right. Correct. And I mean, everything is a work in progress, right? Like this. So we'll see what happens. But that's where we are. They passed them today. I'll have a story up in a few minutes, actually. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, and we'll get to that because you're going to look for it over at landyapmobile.com. Also, a story that it's got, you know, I'm sure on y'all's end, looking at the traffic, it's big traffic because people are asking about it on the text line here. I know it's Scott's story, so I don't know how much you know, but like this latest texter said, what about the adjuster at the CMAs? Will they revoke his bond? Well, y'all have some breaking news on that.
They did. They did revoke his bond. They did. And so that is the breaking news. I think that came out this morning, and we have something up now. I don't know a whole lot about that other than they did actually revoke his bond. I think he was at one point allowed to travel out of state for work, but this latest he was not approved for this latest jaunt, and they revoked his bond because of it.
Let's do this. These stories and a whole bunch more over at landyapmobile.com. People want to get signed up, or maybe they're thinking of giving it as a Christmas gift. How do they do this?
Yeah, please subscribe. LandyMobile.com is the website. Just click through, all the subscribe, click on the subscribe button. We'll get you set up. Makes a really good gift, makes a really good stocking stuffer. And don't miss out. In the paper this week, we have our annual wish book. You'll have there's dozens of other gift ideas. It's sort of like a shopper. There's some written content in it this year too. So check that out. It's inside this paper issue, which should be in newsstands later today and into tomorrow.
Good stuff. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Sean. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. There he goes. Dale Leach from LandApp, and we're coming right back. It's speaking of their shoppers list, coming up next week, it's time to open up Locals Only Christmas for 2024. We'll talk about that when we return.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
The most fun is just showing up anywhere in a disposable Tyvek suit. Right, Danny? Yeah, it's good for calling out of the house, but if you just show up at, like, maybe for Thanksgiving and get the Tyvek suit on and maybe a gas mask on, right? Filtration mask, something like that. It's a good look. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I was thinking about this as you're looking at the holiday beyond. We get through Thanksgiving and looking at Christmas. Maybe it's time to get, as you're getting the Christmas decorations down, right, as you're rifling through the attic there, and you realize there's a whole bunch of stuff there that we don't need. And it's in the way of the Christmas decorations. Whatever junk it is, it's in the attic, it's around the house, it's in a storage unit. My buddy Trey can get rid of it for you with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's a project you've been thinking, if we one day we'll get around to it, we'll get around to it today and make that appointment to have 1-800-GOT-JUNK, my buddy, come out to your house or your storage unit or your business, wherever, and give you a quote right there on getting rid of the junk. And it's that easy. You set up an appointment. You can go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone. The name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They will talk to you. Actual human beings is a cool thing. They'll work with you on what day you want to do it, what time you want to do it. They set the appointment, and then you can get Trey and the crew to come in and check out the junk, and he'll quote you a price right there on the spot. You say yes, they get it done then. And they are the kind of people, I've used them personally, I've used them with the radio station, several of us here have. If you look at the Google reviews, hundreds and hundreds of local folks have used them with great satisfaction to the point they go put a positive review on. They are, and for me personally, I've said this before, I'm funny about like people you don't know in your house. I know it's one of my umpteen quirks. I feel completely at home and at ease with that crew. Number one, I know Trey. I know his son works with them, the family folks, the kind of people you want in your house. They are the people not only to do the cleanup, but they clean up after they clean up. Great folks. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Or like I said, the name is the number. Give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right. Fire Dog, I don't know. Fire Dog said, is Dale Leach reporting from Brazil or something? No, I think the cell would be better from Brazil. It's funny. A friend of mine just stopped by the station too, and he and I often joke when there's a bad cell connection. We're like, "Where are you?" He said, "Yeah, I'm way out here somewhere on like Old Shell or Airport." And the funny thing is too, I have friends of mine that work in jobs that may take them around the planet. We'll put it that way. And they call me, and I get you've had this happen, right? Crystal clear connection. You're like, "Where are you?" And they tell you like some far flung location, and their cell is better than trying to call somebody like on Dolphin Island with a cell. Right? It's the way it is. I don't know what Dale Leash was doing. Usually he walks out in the street in front of the Lanyap office. So if you ever see the tall guy out there talking on a Thursday, that's Dale Leash usually. We did it on Tuesday this week because of Thanksgiving. I don't know. Don't know what was going on with it. It was not perfect. It was not ideal. The panhandling thing, too, it has been something of interest to me. And I'm not trying to just do this just to rile people up, but I think it's a fair, I'm a rule of law kind of person. I think the law needs to apply to everybody the same way. And I don't know how you do it. Maybe you can get permitted to do it. Like when people were out in the street raising money for softball team or whatever, I'm not against these things, but I wonder, the person that walks out in the street getting money, even volunteer fire departments out by where I live, or those guys, if they're doing that kind of fundraising and they're walking out in the street for, you know, asking you money for whatever it is, by definition, aren't they doing the same thing as a person that wants to go get a bottle of Mad Dog? I mean, our law is not based on what you're going to do with the money. So it is, you know, maybe that's the nuance of the law where they say, hey, if somebody asks you and says, you know, can I have money? No. And then you don't bother them. Maybe that gives them the flexibility in that. I remember worked downtown, pretty close to downtown, for years. And there's a whole bunch of urban outdoorsmen down there. There are here, too. And obviously, it follows me in my radio career. And it was always funny when somebody would come in and ask you for money and give you. I enjoyed the narrative when they come up with the story of why they had to have the money. You know, they needed bus fare just to get to Pensacola because their daughter, they lay out a story. And you'd sit there and soak in the story and say, nah, I can't help you. And then the next day, same dude would walk in and give you the story. It was the same story. And it would go before they realized they had been there. It took them a while to realize, oh, this is the same person I gave the story to yesterday, and they're not going to fall for it. Them asking you umpteen times. I get it. But at least that person has the craft of making up a story to ask you for money versus somebody just like, give me money. I won't get mad that you don't give me money. I don't know. It is just, I wonder as they make these laws, it's kind of, you got to look at it and say, if you make it too tight of a law, couldn't you challenge it and say, well, the person that's raising money for the softball team can't be out in the street doing this at the same time, then why can't the person get money from Mad Dog? Jim in Georgetown says, do the panhandlers pay taxes on their booty? Which is a great word. It is, after all, their job. You think they should be filing income tax? I'm wondering, Jim, that they would fall under a threshold. I don't know if they have to. If we give them money, do we have to issue them at the end of the quarter a document how much we gave them? They have to turn that in. I guess if you're doing well enough panhandling, you could turn in quarterlies. I don't know. Listen, it what Dale said, and the city does need to do, it's easy to be flippant and somewhat, you know, irritated about this. At the same time, there's a lot of these people that need help. Now, there are plenty of people who say, nah, I don't want help. I'm happy doing this. But there are people doing it that do need help. And maybe that interaction, you know, if they get an officer comes up and says, hey, you can't do this, maybe it is a way. You know, is it going to fix 100%? Hell no. But what if you get a few people and get somewhere to get them back on their feet? It's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. So I think it's worth reaching out on that and maybe having some success. And then there's some of them that say, to hell with you, I don't want any help, and I'm going to go right back to doing what I'm doing. And then they have to, go inside for a little while at the jail. Somebody asked you, that's not a state, it's a city ordinance. Yeah, city ordinance. Tell you what, we'll get to the story. Speaking of Lanyap stories, I didn't have time, nor did I think Dale's cell phone connection could stand up to it. But I want to talk about this tomorrow. I know Dan and Dalton talked about it some this morning. Brady Petrie has a story up over at lanyapmobile.com. I know that Johnny Hatcher was in, I guess, with the guys this morning talking about it. The local school systems to pay $4 million in tax refund to Outokumpu, the steel company. I have a lot of questions here. A lot of questions. Because this goes back to the deals made about ThyssenKrupp, right? Which O2 Kampu took over for ThyssenKrupp that came in. And the tax abatement. This is a bigger story for our state. When we offer these deals to get people in these big companies, it's an Airbus, it's an Austal, it's a ThyssenKrupp. We make these deals for tax abatement. You can look at this story and say, well, how dare they ask for this money back, these companies? But if we made a dumb deal as a county, as a state, as an economic development district, something like that, we may be on for this, right? It does not look good to claw back $4 million in money that would go to schools. At the same time, what was the letter of the law? So we'll dig into this more on tomorrow's show. And yeah, Locals Only Christmas coming your way next week. Local people making local things for sale for Christmas. I'll tell you more about that on tomorrow's show. Right now, Paul Feinbaum takes over.